America Weekend.
I know how to behave wherever I may be. There are ways to behave.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge along with
Kate James.
And we now came across a story here. American behaviors that are considered rude around the world. Now, there are things that you do, things that I do on an everyday basis that we don't even think about. You may, I don't know, thumb your nose at something, and I'm not going to give it a second thought. If you do this somewhere else, you may create an international incident. There are 11 behaviors that are widely viewed as acceptable in the U.S., but considered quite rude in other corners of the globe. The first one is tipping.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., not tipping is the easiest way to become the least popular person at any restaurant or bar. But in Japan, tipping at restaurants is actually considered rude. Superior service is expected without an added incentive and is calculated into the bill. Wow.
Wow, how about that?
So if you go to Japan and you're eating dinner in Tokyo and all of a sudden you decide to tip, that's not a good thing? When I go to Applebee's, I'm in a terror. It's like, how much do I leave this person on a $27.95 bill?
I overtip.
Look at you.
Yeah, I overtip.
Throwing money around.
I want them to remember my face.
Okay.
And having said that, overtipping, for all intents and purposes, is a dollar extra. That's my definition of overtipping, a dollar or two extra. Really?
Okay, so you're this big tipper, but you'll go the extra dollar.
Well, yes.
Okay.
But, I mean, well, listen, if they're fabulous, I'll go an extra five. But I always tip at least 20%.
Look at you.
I'm between 20 and 30.
Wow.
But at the same time, the next time they see my face,
mm-hmm.
They're pleasing me. They're giving me the table that I need. Or if they're crowded, they're going to make me a priority.
So as this show is heard in dozens and dozens and dozens of cities.
But don't do this in Japan.
No, don't do it there. You'll end up in jail. We're on in dozens and dozens of cities across the country and big cities and towns and hamlets. So every time you go into any restaurant, anywhere across the country, anyone that is listening to this now can expect that you will tip at least 20% over what you should.
No, not 20% over what I should.
Oh.
It's custom that 18 is the minimum. 18% of the bill is
right.
The minimum. And then there's debate whether alcohol, like if you have a large amount of alcohol on the bill, I've heard people say you shouldn't be tipping 20% on alcohol. Meaning if somebody's giving you a beer,
all right,
and the beer is like $3 or $5 or whatever the case may be,
right?
Are you putting down the dollar? Yeah, I usually do.
Of course,
I think that's
normal, sure.
But that's well beyond if you really think about it.
It probably
20%.
Good point.
In some cases. But I'm doing the 20 to 30%. However, I will say, if it's really bad service, then I start chipping away starting at 18.
Wow.
They're lucky if they get 18.
So you got like a little tick mark going there at the table. Oh, you lost this, you lost that. So
I do, because tipping is relative to service. A lot of
good
people,
point.
You know, and sometimes if you have a wait staff that feels that they're entitled to the 18 to 20 just because they exist, they're sorely mistaken, at least as it relates to me being
a
customer.
They won't perform to deserve the gratuity.
Exactly.
Just like when you walk into a donut shop now and you have this giant tip mug in front of you where you're expected to toss 75 cents a dollar in there simply because someone performed their job and poured you a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
I'm not into that. But anywho, whistling. We whistle here left and right. We discussed before the program today that Kate cannot whistle. Okay.
That's the best of it.
What that is, that's a slightly breezy day in Wichita, folks. But anyway, whistling. Here it's just a carefree, devil-may-care attitude, expression of just joy. But in Haiti, especially for kids who are generally to be seen and not heard, you cannot do that. According to Haitian Creole language blogger Mendele Claude Louis Charles, you didn't know a blogger of such esteem existed.
Say that.
Whistling exists alongside sitting cross-legged, making direct eye contact, and standing with your hands on your sides as things to never be done near elders.
Yikes, I did not know that.
Wow.
All right.
Don't whistle in Haiti or bad things will happen. Here's one. Open mouth laughing.
I'm guilty of this big time.
Yes. See? Right there, a couple of transmitters across the country just shook a little bit because of that open mouth laugh. Americans in general tend to laugh freely and loudly. Of course, people all around the world like a joke. It doesn't always follow that exploding into hysterical open mouth laughter is a desired or polite response. Here we go again to Japan. Open mouth, teeth exposed laughter is thought to sound like horses or Kate James and is considered impolite and an unparticular, unladylike.
Well, that wouldn't have been the worst thing I've been called.
So, you know, Here we go. The big tipper here, she goes to Tokyo, first night in town. She's buying sushi for the whole place, and all of a sudden, she throws down this big, giant tip and lets out a huge open mouth laugh in celebration.
And she's cuffed and stuffed in a Japanese jail.
And you're headed over to the consulate asking the American embassy, please, I need help.
Hello, I need help.
The next one, showing up on time. This is, again, these are behaviors, American behaviors considered rude around the world. So showing up on time is not a good thing elsewhere. Let's see. Oh, how about this? In Argentine culture, however, showing up for a dinner party right on the nose would be like showing up roughly an hour early in America. It's considered audacious, and you'd risk finding your host still in the throes of preparation. So I guess what? You have to be fashionably late everywhere outside the United States.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. I don't like that.
And I don't know how it is in Italy, but I'm of Italian descent. My mother was born and raised in Italy and came to the United States.
Yes.
And her side of the family pretty much respects the Argentine culture. Mm-hmm. And it actually drives me nuts because I am punctual. You know, if you say 5 o'clock, I'm 5 o'clock. I'm usually there 5 minutes early.
Good point.
Yes.
Today, we both arrived at the same exact moment.
Right.
And we were right on time as well.
Exactly. And I've got this cousin, I love her like a sister. And she's always, when she says, I'll be there on time, I always tell my daughter, because she loves my cousin, honey, don't expect her to be any earlier than 3 hours late.
Wow.
And it usually is between an hour and 3 hours.
My goodness.
Late.
Mm-hmm. The next one, going without mask while sick. And it's not a bad idea, so you don't infect other people. So if you live in a major metropolitan area, a good chance you have seen a Japanese person sporting a surgical mask because this is quite a custom for them. Let's see. Since the early 2000s, masks have also caught on in Japan for a wide range of reasons beyond shielding germs, including staying warm, hiding emotional reactions, and just looking generally fashionable. So, here we go again. You're walking down the street in Tokyo. You just embarrassed yourself by laughing out loud when you were tipping at the restaurant. And all of a sudden, you feel you have the sniffles. You do not have a mask on. So, again, you are creating quite the international incident. Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've actually seen many people of Eastern Asian descent wear these surgical masks when they do outdoor household chores.
Really?
Such as mowing their lawns, clearing their yards, getting rid of foliage manually. And I will tell you, that's a good idea, because recently I mowed my lawn without any type of protection over my mouth, and I really felt it from a breathing capacity. You know, my breathing capacity was quite limited the night afterwards, as I get older.
There's a YouTube video for you. Kate James out mowing the lawn on a Saturday afternoon.
And not being able to breathe the night of.
The next one, opening a gift in the presence of the giver. Wow. In certain Asian countries, including China and India, tearing right into a present in front of the gift presenter is considered very poor form, both because if one gift giver has clearly outgifted someone else, it's awkward, and because digging right in looks a bit greedy and lacks suspense. I can understand that. That's I don't think that's...
Yeah,
and I don't rip into gifts anyway.
Yeah.
What about not rejecting a gift? However, in much of Japan, we're going there again. It's par for the course, according to
Didn't
blogger...
Didn't you look at another country? Did anybody look at another country here?
My goodness. You know, I'm starting to think the person that wrote this was looking for a free trip to Japan and somehow got the magazine to pay for it. According to blogger Makito Itoa, it is a ritualistic dance of manners and tradition for rejecting a gift. So I don't really understand that. Next one, doing pretty much anything left-handed. Wow. What if you are left-handed?
Yeah.
I have a son who's left-handed.
Yeah.
So you have to change your entire physical makeup just to please some weird social standard someplace else?
It seems that way. This is scary.
It's got to be very difficult for a left-handed person to go through the world anyway. Think about a mouse. Think about, or not, you know, not the little squeaky thing, the thing on the computer. The handshake, the whole thing, the whole world is oriented towards the right hand. Any doorknob, when you walk up to a door, more often than not, the knob is on the right-hand side.
Absolutely.
So if you do anything left-handed, you will upset people overseas.
Okay.
Here's a good one. Blowing your nose in public.
I can understand this, although it's very hard to navigate around this.
How is that?
Well, I mean, if...
When you got to blow, you got to blow.
Exactly. That's my point.
All right, so
where are you going to hide?
Where are we? Oh, again, it's Japan.
Japan.
All right, so we're going back over to Japan here. It's considered an annoyance and a no-no. So if you're there and if you're congested or if you have a runny nose, is it more socially acceptable to sit there and quite honestly embarrass yourself rather than just take care of yourself in a very socially responsible way?
Exactly. When are you going to let everything drip?
Here's an idea. You're already wearing the mask in Japan. So that becomes a filter okay. and a catch-all.
But then you see the leakage. I mean, don't you see the leakage through the surgical
diaper.
Mask?
Nasal diaper. That's what we're talking about there.
But then you can't breathe. And then you're breathing through your mouth. So open mouth. And then you're subjecting yourself to looking like a horse with your teeth out.
I just realized something. If the Japanese Tourist Council is a sponsor of this program, I don't think they're going to be a sponsor of this program any longer.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Last couple of ones. Crossing your fingers. Here it's a sign of, well, I hope things work out. In Vietnam, a quick, crude, and impolite shorthand for the female reproductive organ. Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
Last one. Putting your hands in your pocket while speaking. That's a little weird. I mean, sometimes that's a socially awkward thing to actually watch if someone starts digging down into their pants.
I can't talk with my hands confined in my pockets.
No.
Yeah, I need
You're very expressive with your hands.
I need to wait.
You're out there, the hands are going. Mm-hmm. You could land a plane when you're having an excited conversation.
If you're within 2 feet from me, you're going to get it in the eye.
Wow.
Perhaps
Kate James, she can take an eye out.
So
all right.
Just let it out.
Let it out. Here's
let it
the
out.
Thing.
You're in America.
Be yourself and be very thankful you're living here, folks. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.